It is 12:59. We are here today, February 3, 2016, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Agaña, Guam, for the status hearing of OPA PA 1515, Triple J Motors versus General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Anthony R. Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present for the Office of Public Accountability are Rodeline Gerardo and Thirsa Bagana. Will appellant Triple J Motors please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Thank you. Rebecca Rising with Private Mantinoni. We're here on behalf of Triple J Motors, and with me is Jay Jones and Charlie Reynolds.
Thank you. Will interested party, Cars Plus, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Stephen Camacho, attorney for Cars Plus.
Thank you. For the purchasing general services agency, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record.
Matthew Wolf from the AG's office representing GSA.
Thank you.
So, pursuant to the party's prior stipulation, I issued the notice that this would be a status hearing versus a hearing on the motion. If our hearing, I believe the only motion that's still filed or pending is the motion to dismiss by the interested party, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're not hearing that motion today by stipulation of the parties because the parties have informed the OPA that they were engaged in settlement negotiations.
Is that correct?
Okay. And we had a very brief discussion about these negotiations prior to going on the record. No settlement has been reached, is my understanding. So I'm going to ask the parties officially, what are the prospects for settlement at this time?
At this time, we feel like we're very close to a settlement. I will let Attorney A.G. Wolf speak for his clients. I think that that's where...
Well, I know, I believe Mr. Camacho volunteered to draft the settlement in the end, but I think we weren't going to draft it until we got approval from the purchasing agency. And I know that either over the weekend or last Friday or on Monday, Roland Masnotnia from Cabot spoke with my client, or Mr. Kono, and they were talking settlements amongst themselves. And I've only received two one-liners from Mr. Kono about the results of that. He's still waiting to hear from the chief of police, who can't make a decision yet until he talks with a female financial advisor who is on leave until early next week.
So you're not going to know if GPD is going to be on board till early next week. You still have to draft this settlement agreement, is my understanding.
Right.
And so we're looking... is it my understanding that what you're waiting for really is GPD's buy-in, or is there something else?
It sounded like just financially they need to get confirmation about ability. I mean, that was my read on the email, that all the parties have reached an agreement, but it's a matter of the financial, I don't know if they're, she's a supervisor or what, confirming that performance will be okay.
Was that GPD or GSA?
That's with GPD. That was my understanding.
Yes, I believe it's GPD, who, because there were two issues, and we as three parties ironed out the first one, mm-hmm. which was the loaner issue, which kind of seemed to turn out not to be an issue at all. Mm-hmm. And so the only one was cost, and they're still hitting the ball back and forth. But I think lots of progress was made between Roland and Kono.
I believe so, yes.
We just, I just need to receive some sort of substantive response from Mr. Kono.
So would 3 weeks give you enough time to complete?
I believe.
Yes. Hopefully sooner than that.
What I'm going to do then is, let's see. parties available for, we'll just hold another status conference on the 24th of February.
Yes.
Yes, that would be fine.
We're going to schedule another status conference at 2 p.m. on February 25th. Is that the time? Okay. Yeah.
Yes, that's fine.
And if we're able to have an agreement circulated before then, would that hearing be?
Yeah. Now, if you come to an agreement and you just mutually you send over a stipulation, an order dismissing the case, for example, before that, and vacating the hearing date, we'd sign off on that as well. Okay. Any questions about that at all?
No.
I'm going to issue an order basically vacating the existing scheduling orders and the hearing date for the formal hearing. So that'll be vacated as well. I do have to say, though, that if I don't get a firm settlement by that time, I will schedule a very firm, and we're going to do it formal hearing at that February 25th hearing, sometime probably in March, if the parties are able to come or finalize a settlement by that time. The reason is, just a reminder, this is an expedited proceeding. Okay? So, to meet our timelines, no settlement by February the 25th. We'll go with the parties again. There'll be a new filing briefing schedule for the formal hearing. Okay, we'll hash that out at that hearing. All right, February 25th will just be another status conference. Any questions about that at all?
No.
No.
All right, so I wish you luck on your negotiations.
Thank you.